You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And good morning and welcome to the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. I am Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
We will have more with you coming up in just a few minutes, but first, we're very happy to have a full studio here this morning. We have three members of the cast from D.C. Upper Senior High School. Their performing arts department is in the midst of a run of the SpongeBob musical. They had a production last weekend, and they will be back at it again coming up this weekend. And before we begin, let's introduce who we have across the table. We have you move that microphone up. We'll start right over here to my left. First of all, what's your name and what part are you playing?
My name is Catherine Harmon, and I'm playing Sandy Cheeks the Squirrel.
Catherine, good to have you here. And gentlemen across the way, what's the names and what roles are you performing in?
I'm Bennett Berg, and I'm playing Patrick the Sea Star.
Okay, Bennett, nice to see you. And finally?
My name is Jackson, and I'm playing SpongeBob.
Oh, the name on the musical, SpongeBob himself. So it's good to have you all here. Actually, right now, you're in the midst of the run. It's a two-weekend run. Often we have shows that are just one weekend. I imagine, is it exciting? Does it add to have a second weekend of the show, have that first weekend, and then know that you have another weekend of performances coming up?
I think it really does. It's really helpful to have two weekends of the show. We can really settle into our parts, and it doesn't go by so fast, which is really nice.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your characters. Let's start with SpongeBob himself, Jackson. Jackson, tell us about your role as SpongeBob. I mean, get into that character. What's the biggest fun part of that role and maybe the biggest challenge of the role?
I say one of the biggest fun things about the role would have to be just how really upbeat SpongeBob is and how you can kind of just transfer that energy to other people, just spreading positivity throughout Bikini Bottom. I'd say the most challenging would just keeping that energy throughout the whole thing and throughout two weekends.
Let's continue again. What's the role? And Bennett, what role are you playing? Again, what maybe is a little bit about the character and maybe the challenge of the character?
I'm playing Patrick the Sea Star, and one thing about Patrick is he's just kind of there. He's like a golden retriever. He's like a pet almost because he really doesn't know what's going on most of the time, but I think he knows when to be serious. Like long ways down the show, he knows when to really kind of be serious, and then but like obviously he's still got that kind of dumb side to him and his little goofy side, and playing that is just so much fun.
And Catherine, and again, what's the role that you're playing?
I'm playing Sandy Cheeks the Squirrel, and I think one of the most fun parts about playing Sandy is that she is a squirrel in a sea of fish and sea creatures and animals. So it is a very different role than every other on stage, which I think is pretty awesome. But it's what's really difficult is she's very smart. That's kind of her thing, and there's a lot of lengthy monologues and big words that I have to memorize and say.
How big of a cast is there for this production? Are there a lot of kids involved in this show?
Yeah, I'd say there's about 60, 50, somewhere around there.
When did the process begin? How many weeks of rehearsal did you guys have?
We started, before school started, we had our auditions. And then right at the beginning of the school year, the beginning of September, we started rehearsals. And we really just needed a lot of time to get a lot of the technical elements of the show. We have an amazing set and new design elements incorporated into the production.
For each of you, how many productions have you been involved in and how long have you been doing this? When did each of you get involved in theater and performing? We'll start with Jackson. And again, how old were you the first time that you were on stage?
I started when I was 11, back in sixth grade. My mom said I needed to get a hobby. And my sister was in the DC Everest Performing Arts Program. And so she made me audition for James and the Giant Peach. That was my first show, and I got James.
You just get all the lead roles, don't you?
Since then, I've done, well, in my whole high school career, I've done 15 shows total, including SpongeBob. It's been really fun.
What is it about the theater that has, you know, number one, you got into it, but what's kept you coming back? What is the best part of being part of these productions?
I really enjoy acting. Since I was a kid, I've loved movies, just watching. I've always found it fun to play different characters and just put yourself in that role. And theater has taught me how to just keep going. Mm.
And Bennett, how about you? When did you first hit the stage?
So I started when I was 10 years old, and I auditioned for The Lion King. And I got one of the hyenas. And I just remember how excited my mom was, because it's something that I've never done before. But a couple of my friends did it, and then they were like, oh, you should do it. So I just thought it'd be a fun opportunity.
What was it about it that said you tried it and you've kept doing it? What has it been that kept you coming back for more?
Yeah, so I just love singing. And then another thing is like the people that I meet in these shows. And they're all just super nice people, super sweet people. Yeah, just singing, acting, it's all so much fun.
And Catherine, what about you? How old were you the first time that you got involved in theater?
I was probably about 8 in third grade when I was in my first show, and that was a community show. But since then, I've been in 11 productions through DC Evers Performing Arts. And being a senior, this will be my final production with them. And what's really been bringing me back is I've developed a passion for like vocal performance and singing, and also just the wonderful like community we have in theater throughout Wausau.
Are you hoping to continue when you go to the next level, to continue performing?
Yes, I'm in the midst of auditioning for college programs for vocal performance. So that is my dream, to continue singing throughout.
What about you, gentlemen? Are you, what level are you in school? What grade level?
I'm a senior with Catherine.
Are you planning on trying to continue at the next level, continuing performing?
Yes, I am planning on double majoring in acting and mathematics.
Mm. Do you know where you're going?
Carthage, Ulfer and Kenosha.
And we will have a few more minutes with three members of the cast of the SpongeBob musical again this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at DC Everest Senior High School. We'll continue with Jackson Purdue, Bennett Berg, and Catherine Harmon at 7:22 on 98.9 WX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. I'm Chad Holmes, and this morning we are speaking to a few of the cast members, three of the cast members of the SpongeBob musical, which will be performing at DC Everest Senior High School Friday evening and then Saturday and Sunday afternoon. We'll give you the details at the end of our discussion. But we're talking to Jackson Purdue, who is playing SpongeBob SquarePants, Bennett Berg, Patrick Starr, and Catherine Harmon, Sandy Cheeks the Squirrel. Well, let's get back to the show itself. Is there either a moment, a song, a scene that is a favorite for each of you as you look forward to being back again this weekend? What is maybe the favorite moment or the part of the show that you guys really enjoy? We'll start with you, Catherine, here. What's your favorite part of the production, or maybe a favorite part that when you're involved on the stage?
My favorite part of the show is the Act One closer, Tomorrow Is, because it starts with Jackson and I on stage, and we gradually all of the town comes in, and we're all talking about the really big problem we have in the show and how we're going to fix it.
Jackson, what about you? As a SpongeBob, what is your maybe favorite moment or scene of the show, song or anything like that?
I'd have to say my favorite song would be Best Day Ever. It's SpongeBob kind of doing what he does best and just spreading positivity throughout the town, even though everyone thinks that all hope is lost and nothing can come back. It really gives me an opportunity to just really get in character, and I love spreading positivity just in real life as well. So.
And Bennett, what about you in terms of maybe that favorite moment of the show?
Yeah, I think one of my favorite moments is the song BFF, and it's me and Jackson's song where we just kind of dance, and I'm so invested in like the TV and like all this stuff, but he's telling me no, like Like, we can be with each other. Like, we don't need TV. We can hang out.
A production like this, and are you saying, like, what, 60 kids yeah. involved in it? I mean, that's just massive. What do you take, besides the acting and the fun and the singing, what do you learn? What do you take away from a massive production like this? Because I imagine that in addition to the fun aspect, the team aspect and just everything else that goes into trying to put together a successful production, there's got to be some learning experiences beyond, you know, just the performing aspect.
I think this year being a senior, we have a lot of, like, the 60 kids is a good amount of them are younger kids. We have like 7th through 12th in this show. So I think I've learned a lot about leadership, and I've gotten to be kind of a mentor to those younger kids during my time in this production. And also the amount of crew and production staff, like, work that it takes to put on a really high caliber production like this.
And guys, is there pressure? I think a lot of people that that may come to a show and may not have ever performed will think, boy, there's got to be a lot of pressure involved. Or is it a case where you're just so prepared that you're able to step away and truly get into the characters? Could you maybe peel back the curtain just a little bit in terms of what it's actually like to be on the stage? What are you feeling out there?
When you rehearse, it feels like you're ready for anything. But as soon as you step on that stage and there's an audience out in the theater, you just got to be prepared, because you're still going to feel that pressure to do your best.
And Bennett, what about you? In terms of, is there pressure when you're on stage, or is it something that, hey, I'm soaking it all in and it's just a lot of fun?
Yeah. So I think when I go on stage for like if we go back to the first show that we did, opening night, I think I was like really nervous. Like, I think it's the thing for the start of like every show that we do. I think it's just like a really nervous feeling. But then once you get into it and then you start doing it and then you're like, oh, like this is awesome. Then like you just kind of go with the flow and then you're just having fun.
Fantastic. And I want to ask each of you a final question. And I actually use this question because I do a program every week with student athletes. And the last question I always ask, and maybe for Bennett may not be quite as good because you're only a sophomore, but for right. the seniors especially, based on your experiences, and Catherine, you said you had a lot of younger performers involved in this show. What piece of advice would you give the younger performers based on your experiences as they, you know, maybe some of them starting their journey as performers? What piece of advice do you give maybe younger performers to try to allow them to fully embrace the entire experience of these productions?
I'd say, like, don't take for granted the time you have, and really make connections with the people in the community, because those are the things that will last beyond your time at the high school.
And what about you, Jackson, in terms of, you know, you've had some good experience performing. What piece of advice would you give for a younger performer, maybe just starting their journey?
I say, if you're not sure to pursue theater, I'd say give it a shot at least once. See how it goes, and if you really like it, you just got to keep going with it. And if you don't get like a role you want, you just got to keep working at it because it really brings space for character growth.
And I guess, Bennett, for you, I would maybe not advise, but what's the biggest thing you've learned in your experiences?
One of the biggest things I've learned is I think that I've just learned to, like, obviously, like, I've auditioned for stuff and I've gotten like some ensemble roles and some just smaller roles. But honestly, I think in the end, it's just like the mindset about like never giving up and just like keep trying. And then, I mean, as soon as you know it, like you're going to be good and you're just keep practicing.
And some more opportunities to see the SpongeBob musical at D.C. Everest Senior High School's theater Friday night at 7 p.m., Saturday at 1 p.m., Sunday at 1 p.m. Those are the – I'm not missing anything there, am I? The one show each day? Very good. So if you want to see it in the evening, Friday at 7, Saturday at 1, Sunday at 1 p.m., if you go to dce.booktix.com, be able to get your tickets beforehand. We'll have that link on our show page. Listen to the podcast, but also give you information on how to get the tickets for the SpongeBob musical. Jackson, Bennett, Catherine, all thank you very much. Break a leg again this weekend, and thanks for coming on over.
Thank you.
Jackson Perdue is SpongeBob. Bennett Berg is Patrick Starr. Catherine Harmon as Sandy Cheeks the Squirrel. So get over there to DC Everest this weekend and catch a terrific show. More to come. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Good morning and welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 7:53. A chilly start here in north central Wisconsin. Temperature of 23 degrees under cloudy skies in downtown Wausau. We are live from our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Again, if you missed earlier today, our discussion with three members of the cast of the SpongeBob musical, which will be held on Friday evening, Saturday afternoon, and Sunday afternoon at D.C. Everest Senior High School. We will have that up as part of our podcast, as part of our daily WXCO Morning Report podcast, and we'll have the show notes with a link to get tickets and all the other information as well. Again, if you've missed any of our discussions here on the WXCO Morning Report, go to WXCO.fm and then write near the top on the right-hand side, it's news, and you'll see our daily news roundup with Isabella Nieto. You can get up to speed on everything that's going on with the news there. And also, you'll see WXCO Morning Report with Chad Holmes. I should put your name on there, too, but I'm such an egomaniac here, I just put my own name.
Oh, you don't have to do that.
But,
you don't have to do that. It's fine.
But folks can then click on whichever day they want to listen to. Also, we do also record our interviews on YouTube.
Yes,
so you can actually then go to youtube.com, go to the 98.9 WXCO channel, and be able to see our interview with the young people from DC Everest or any of the other interviews that we do have as well here on the Morning Report. So that's all right there. And again, WXCO's YouTube channel, 98.9 WXCO, just search that out, subscribe to it, and then be able to see all the interviews as well. That is Ian Welsh. I have not had a chance really to delve in with Ian so far this morning across the way. But again, our setup is we have the studio where I'm sitting in, have this big glass window, and then on the other side with the computers and pushing all the buttons to get us on and off the air is Ian Welsh. Ian, how are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty good, actually. It was a very chilly this morning. So, and because I don't have an auto start on my car, anytime there's frost on my car, I have to go out there and start my car manually, which is, you know, it's nice to have an auto start, but sometimes it's worth the extra effort to, you know, I'll get it warmed up because then you don't have to spend the extra time just sitting in your car and waiting for it to warm up. You can finish your morning routine, and by the time you're finished, the car's all warmed up and you're set to go.
I noticed when I was going out to my car this morning, heading to my garage, on the top of the garage was that frost. And you know it's that time of year because every time when I get going in the morning and I see that frost on top of the garage, it says, hey, we're getting closer and closer to winter. And where are we? The 19th of November. So we're 8 days away from Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'll be here before we know it.
Everything is here before we know it, especially when you get to my age.
It's definitely moving faster. It certainly is.
Well, one of the things that we are at now is the start of the high school winter sports season. And last night we had our first high school play-by-play broadcast of the winter. It was Wausau West falling to Pacelli 72-39 in girls basketball. Pacelli, one of the top-ranked teams in the state in Division 5, and they showed why. They had four returning scores. There were double-digit scores a year ago. Freshman Macy Durr led Wausau West with 19 points. The Warriors will be back in action on Friday night, taking on Superior, a game that will be played in Merrill, part of the Merrill tournament. And Friday night, Wausau West and Superior will again be broadcast right here on 98.9 WXCO and online, starting with the pregame show at 7:20. Also last night, Newman Catholic started their season in Marshfield against Columbus Catholic, and the Dons beat the Cardinals 60-36. Newman will return to action tomorrow night, their home opener against Northland Lutheran. You can hear that game starting with the pregame show at 7 o'clock, live right here on 98.9 WXCO and online. Also last night, Marathon started their season on a winning note, rolling past Loyal 79-50. The Red Raiders will host Newman Catholic next Tuesday in their Merrillwood Conference South Division opener. That game will be broadcast live on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.fm and on the Civic Media app, and also on delay following Central Wisconsin Storm Hockey on 98.9 WXCO. Some other games last night in girls' hoops as the season got underway. Edgar beat Gilman 54-43. It was Stratford over Colby 72-29. Assumption gets past Westfield 58-41. Merrill started their season off with a 47-39 loss to Chippewa Falls. Antigo loses to Marinette 68-32. Shawano over Medford 51-45. Wittenberg Burnhamwood ran past Peshtigo 87-31 in a tough start for Wisconsin Rapids. They fell to Anina 73-23. So you can get all those scores and also write up on last night's Wausau West game. I had a story put up on WXCO.fm. So again, if you're looking for news and sports and weather, check out our website 98.9 WXCO, and also subscribe to our newsletter, because I'm going to be working. I am now taking over the newsletter. Mm-hmm. So, folks, I'm going to put together our newsletter and get you the information from our news staff, our sports and weather and arts and everything else. So, again, sign up for the newsletter. We'll have my first edition of the newsletter coming out tomorrow. So
very
we'll
nice.
Get you sort of linked up on what you need to be knowing here in Central Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. One thing that maybe I have to put a scoreboard on the newsletter for Ian and the Number of the Day Challenge. The quiz.
I wouldn't mind that. I think that'd be a pretty good addition.
Well, I'm going to put. I will take that under consideration. But we will find out if Ian can get on the winning track with our Number of the Day quiz coming up.
Got some work to do
in our final segment at 8:22. Coming up on the top of the hour and 8 o'clock, we'll get news, weather, and sports. At 8:22, I'm going to talk about the comments made by the president yesterday with the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. Disturbing, to say the least. And actually, I think we're going to hear what the president had to say, just so you know if you missed it. That's coming up at 8:22. More of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow coming up as well here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back, WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. The time is 8:22, currently 21 degrees under overcast skies here in downtown Wausau. I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welch. We will have Ian and the Number of the Day quiz coming up in just a few minutes, but I need to speak about what happened in the Oval Office of the White House yesterday. Donald Trump, number one, met with the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. Disgusting in itself, because U.S. intelligence has reported that this is a man that murdered a Washington Post reporter, Jamal Khashoggi, a number of years ago. That in itself, to invite this man into the Oval Office is disgusting. And then Donald said, hold my beer, because he was just getting started. Here is what Donald Trump said yesterday in response to a question from ABC News.
President, is it appropriate, Mr. President, for your family to be doing business in Saudi Arabia while you're president? Is that a conflict of interest? And Your Royal Highness, the U.S. intelligence concluded that you orchestrated the brutal murder of a journalist. 9/11 families are furious. that you are here in the Oval Office. Why should Americans trust you? And the same to you, Mr. President.
Now, who are you with?
I'm with ABC News, sir.
You're with who?
ABC News, sir.
Fake news. ABC fake news. One of the worst. One of the worst in the business. But I'll answer your question.
Thank you.
I have nothing to do with the family business. I have left, and when I've devoted 100% of my energy. What my family does is fine. They do business all over. They've done very little with Saudi Arabia, actually. I'm sure they could do a lot. And anything they've done has been very good. That's what we've done. We've built a tremendous business for a long time. I've been very successful. I decided to leave that success behind and make America very successful. And I've made America more successful by far than it ever was, and that it ever could have been, no matter who was president. There would be nobody bringing in $21 trillion, that I can tell you right now. As far as this gentleman is concerned, he's done a phenomenal job. You're mentioning somebody that was extremely controversial. A lot of people didn't like that gentleman that you're talking about. Whether you like him or didn't like him, things happen. But he knew nothing about it, and we can leave it at that. You don't have to embarrass our guest by asking a question like that.
Where do you start here? Where do you start here? Number one, he threatened an ABC reporter to begin with. Who you with? Who you with? Who you with? He could have seen him falling over himself. Number two, saying that he has nothing to do with his family's business. That has been proven false over and over again. He has never divested himself of his businesses. Number three, the idea that he has given the United States of America more success than anybody else in the history of this country, again, is just incredibly bogus. Ridiculous. Number four, actually giving excuses that Khashoggi, people didn't like him. Giving excuses why the crown prince might have murdered him and put him in a wood chipper. Literally sitting there and saying, well, no, people didn't like him. And things happen. He said, things happen.
That's a terrible thing to say to anyone. It doesn't matter who they are. You never say that about anyone.
When I heard this yesterday, I was shaking because I don't think anybody has soiled the Oval Office like this man did yesterday. He literally sat there and gave excuses on why a reporter was put into a wood chipper by the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia.
Seriously.
Unbelievable. And if, again, I'm going to be just screaming at the clouds again, but how can Republicans sit back and say this is what they want? The man is a congenital liar again. I mean, the idea that he and his family have never, I mean, he's not working with his family in the business to make money as president of the United States. He has been putting out Trump coins, Trump memes, Trump, with the presidential seal has been reported this week. Mm-hmm. The presidential seal is being put on items they're selling at the Trump store. And then his press secretary gets on and says yesterday, Trump and his family have never, ever had a conflict of interest in their entire lives. Give me a break. But the worst of it is this, though, is giving excuses.
Mm-hmm.
Literally denigrating the dead. Oh, so a lot of people didn't like that guy. Well, a lot of people don't like a lot of people. It doesn't mean you go out there and put him in a wood chipper. It was disgusting. Number one, inviting this crown prince. Number two, what he said yesterday. And then threatening a reporter. Because you're sitting next to a guy who killed a reporter. Donald Trump wishes he could do that, I'm sure. Unbelievable. Just pathetic. Disgusting. Absolutely. On every single level. So, again, I just don't know. I mean, I can't imagine ever an appearance in the Oval Office of the United States White House has ever been like that. Just unbelievable.
Man,
I was so upset when I heard that yesterday. Just unbelievable. Rock bottom. I'm sorry, rock bottom.
No,
when you are giving excuses, you're giving excuses to murder a journalist. He's sitting there like he's his defense attorney. It was pathetic on every single level.
He'll basically say anything just to make himself look good.
And that he's given this country more success than any other president in history. Give me a break.
The fact that he mentioned $1 trillion, yeah, right. You think any president has ever been worth that much money?
No. I mean, he's talking about bringing in money from Saudi Arabia. Nobody else could have done that. That's what he said. Well, it's blood money, number one, blood money. But let's finish up with a number of the day quiz. Ian is 0 for 2 so far this week.
Yes, I am.
All right. Today, What is the highest number called in a game of bingo? What is the highest number called in a game of bingo? Okay. Is it 69? Is it 90? Is it 99?
Okay, final answer. I'm going to say, I feel like I know this one. I'm going to say 90. I'm going to say 90 is my final answer.
The highest number called in a game of bingo is 90.
Yes.
So you got it right.
That one I did know.
1 out of 3. Oh. All right. So
let's start somewhere.
You're back on the right track. We'll try to get you a passing grade tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks again to our guests from the DC Evers Theater Department. Make sure you go see SpongeBob the Musical this weekend. Tomorrow we'll be talking to Sean Wright. Ian, have a great rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.